Not bad.
There he is. Cappy, what's going on? Wish you were here, man.
Oh, you guys are killing me today.
It's a fun day.
You guys are so funny today.
I need
today.
To try wine three, Cappy. Hold on.
Okay, this is going to be wine number three for John and for Sedano.
Sedano's already said he knows what the two-buck chuck
is. He thinks he knows what the two-buck chuck is.
Okay. Let's see what happens here.
Mm.
Wait a second. Oh,
hold on.
I'm having very big problems.
Interesting.
Is it the green cup you're using?
It's a green solo cup.
Yeah.
Not a wine glass. George is now did you go back to number two?
I'm sampling all three again. Now.
Are you, John's just.
Yeah, I want to taste this.
Yeah, they're all just. Oh, now George is going back to number one.
Your theory that most people can't tell the difference between any wine is going to come out with me.
Okay, one is definitely not two-buck chuck.
Right. One is not two-buck chuck, says George.
What do you think, John? Let's start like that.
I actually think the one is the two-buck chuck.
Okay.
The one is the one.
Well,
tell
us the answer.
The one is the one.
Yes or no answer.
No.
Let's
guess. Yeah.
Let's guess all three.
Find the expensive one.
All right. So
George says one is not two.
Can you tell me what kind of wines they are?
They're all Cabernets.
Oh, okay.
All Cabernets.
Good question. Would have been a good question earlier too.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
John, what's the expensive one, and what's the two-buck chuck?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sedano,
also, John's at a bit of a disadvantage. His jaw is probably still sore from the blows he's taken.
I think two is two-buck chuck.
You think two is two-buck chuck?
Yeah.
What's the expensive one?
All right. I now think.
Is it one or three? So hold on.
Okay.
Three.
John says one is the two-buck.
I do. Okay. I think. And this is. But I have no feel. If I get this right, it'd be. Okay.
Okay, rank them 1, 2, 3.
Number three is the expensive one.
Number three is expensive. Okay.
Number two is the $25 one.
Okay.
And number one is the two-buck chuck.
Two-buck chuck.
That's
okay.
What I think.
Got it. Sedano?
Sedano.
Sedano is really working.
Well,
at
there's
this.
A lot of pressure.
I actually
on him,
just
Mace.
Think he's a drinker. I mean,
no,
he's
no
just,
there's a lot of pressure that. On him.
He's
you know?
Pounding red wine right now.
I do think George.
So I think one is the expensive one.
One is expensive.
Oh, well, I think
total
the opposite.
Opposite.
Okay,
yeah,
total
he says
opposite.
That's the two-buck chuck.
And I think that three is the middle, is the $25 one.
All right.
Okay.
These are opposite picks. Completely opposite picks.
Yeah. We're all we didn't agree on any
We'd
of them.
We'd probably be both wrong in a lot of ways. That's right. My guess. Yeah.
The correct answer.
This is exciting.
Is that George has successfully sniffed out the two-buck chuck.
Okay, which was what?
One.
Which was number, no, was number two.
Oh, two. Right.
Two-buck chuck
but
is
I put that
two.
One in the middle.
You put that one in the middle.
Now, what's the expensive one?
George, what's the expensive one?
Let me have one more.
George is right about two-buck chuck.
Again?
George is just eating crackers and cheese and
no, George,
drinking more wine. Everybody, Quinn's on the
George,
charcuterie
didn't you think,
board.
Didn't you say number one you thought was the expensive one?
Is that what I said?
I can't remember.
Is that what you're going with?
Hold on.
Okay. George.
I think so because I think John Ireland said
John
one was the two-buck.
Yeah.
John had the opposite.
Hold on. Let me taste one more time.
Okay. Now, George is really
taste.
Now just imbibing.
Right.
He's really just.
Which will make for a really good Sedano and Cap
catching a
show.
Little buzz
totally.
Before
yeah.
the
Why not?
Show. Exactly. Yeah. I don't blame
Definitely
you for that.
What should I do?
Though.
Should I do something before we get on the air?
Hold on. I'm
Why
giving,
not?
I'm giving you
Gummy
the two-buck chuck.
Cap.
Okay. This. So you're saying this is. Right.
Which one was the
base?
Which one was the two-buck chuck?
Two-buck chuck is number one.
Okay. Wait a minute. Two-buck chuck is number one?
Correct.
I got it right.
No, it was number two,
no,
you said.
Oh,
said
I'm
two.
Sorry. Two-buck chuck is number two. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Totally sorry. So, right. John, you, Sedano sniffed out the two-buck chuck.
All right, now I say, George, what do you think the nice one is, the best wine is?
Okay, hold on.
It's either three.
It's either three or one. He's going to clear his palate again.
I think it's three.
Mm-hmm. You thought number one was the two-buck chuck.
I did.
And that's a $100 bottle of wine.
I'm going to say that.
You just gave it away.
Number one. What's that?
No, so what is it?
Number one is the expensive one.
Number one is the expensive
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
that
it
is
away.
Correct.
No,
I think he got it. I think
okay.
he got
in
it.
The beginning.
Yeah, so I was completely the opposite of what it should have been.
Right.
Yeah.
I picked it right.
Yeah, you
yeah.
picked it right.
Yeah,
you sniffed
the
out the two-buck chuck. Yeah. You had the most expensive one.
Right, and then the other one.
So you were a refined palate. John, you thought the $100
Wait,
bottle of wine was two-buck chuck.
I picked it before he said
anything. No, because Mason screwed the whole thing up.
Mason was doing it.
Right. Mason screwed the whole thing up in the middle of it.
But I got it right. You did get it right. You got it right ahead of time. But then you were going back and forth. You were thinking about it.
I could figure it out.
No, I think Sedano.
He got it right.
Number one, it's expensive because
$100 bottle of wine.
Of these three wines,
number two tastes like syrup. It's like candy.
Well, I said that. I picked that one in the middle.
Number two is the $2 chuck, and number three is a $20 bottle.
The other thing that gave it away, to be honest, the $2 chuck, the bottle size.
I told you
not to leave the bottles in there.
So you know what a bottle of $2 chuck looks like?
Yeah, you got
to
pour
it. No, but it's way smaller than the other ones. So that to me was like, that's got to be cheap wine.
So the cheese and crackers is the cleaner.
So the one I liked the best was the $20 bottle of wine.
Yeah, John liked the $20 bottle of wine the best. Yeah. He thought the $100 bottle of wine was $2
chuck. Yeah, I didn't like number one.
John, George, you put him exactly in the right order.
Yeah.
He said I didn't like the number one. He didn't like the $100 bottle.
He doesn't like the $100 bottle.
No, it's delicious.
Yeah, he does not like it.
Would you tell us what is what? Or are we going to keep the brands?
Oh, yeah, what brands are they? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you.
If you take the paper off of them, it'll tell you exactly what brand.
For all of you that didn't think that I could be a real wine snob,
I am. You're totally a snob.
Okay, number one, the one I didn't like is Cake Bread, which
is a
good bottle of
wine.
Cake
Bread is delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's a $100 bottle.
That was a $100 bottle. Okay. Cake Bread.
Number two, which I thought was the middle of the road, is the $2 chuck.
Yes, this is the $2 chuck.
I was off by about $20.
What was number three?
This is the Charles Shaw.
And then
the number three bottle.
$25. This is the one I like the best.
Yeah, this is the one you like.
Which was what? Decoy?
Coppola.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have some at home. I don't mind that.
So, Sedano, you actually do have a wine.
I drink a lot of red wine.
Cappy, could you do it?
I think I probably would be pretty disappointed if I couldn't.
Yeah, I would have no clue.
Yeah, I'm with Mason. Yeah.
Just red water
for that.
Me.
I identified the $2 chuck immediately. Like,
you did.
This tastes like crap.
Sedano immediately said, "This is the $2 chuck."
And so that was the number brand? Two.
Yeah, what was the brand for $2 chuck?
Charles Shaw's $2 chuck.
Okay, and then the next.
That's why they call it $2 chuck. It's Charles Shaw chuck.
Yeah.
Got it. And then the next one was Coppola, you said.
Next one was Coppola. That's a $20 bottle. And then Cake Bread was the $100 bottle.
Okay.
It's good. Excellent. Yeah,
beautiful charcuterie board.
It's
good.
Laura, tell them how you made it.
My apartment in Target.
Right.
That's my cutting board.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's beautiful.
The Coppola was a little more acidic.
Ah.
And that's why I was like, this might be, and it just didn't have like the expensive one, the Cake Bread, you could taste like more deep flavors.
Right, like cherry tones.
Yeah, it just
tastes like an oaky cherry.
The $2 chuck, immediately I was like, ugh, this is gross.
Right, right.
Hey, so you're just throwing around the terms, you know?
Yeah, no. Oaky, like a subtle...
What does Bergman say? It's a... Bergman, what's it? Peaty.
Peaty.
No,
that's scotch.
There's no peaty wine.
It's
no,
got scotch. Do you know what peaty is? You know what peaty is in scotch.
Yeah, but peaty's like...
Smoky.
Yeah, but none of the cabs are going to be smoky.
No, it's not in wine.
But you didn't get like a little hint of pear in that number one?
Mace, is that what you were expecting, a hint of pear?
I have no friggin' idea. No, I'm just making stuff up.
I know, and I like to analyze it when you talk it, you know?
Is that you doubted me.
I did. I doubted you, and I was wrong.
And I nailed it, and Ireland literally got it the complete opposite.
No, I missed. I had the my favorite one was the $25 one.
Right, but didn't you get the complete
opposite?
You thought
the worst one was the $100
right.
one.
Yeah,
I didn't like that one.
You prefer the $2 chuck.
The minute I tasted number one, I'm like, this is bad.
No, it's delicious. I'll take more of that. Can we grab more of the cake?
Yeah, no, bring it.
Yeah, somebody feed George more.
Bring in the wine.
Feed George more wine.
Cappy, why didn't you come today?
Oh, fellas, you guys don't understand. I'm having like one of these weeks, guys, and Mason in Ireland, you'll appreciate this. You know what tomorrow is? You guys have any idea what tomorrow is?
Friday.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, here we go. It's a horse thing. You'll know.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, is the your horse
is it opening at Del Mar?
It is opening day at Del Mar tomorrow.
With all the hot girls in their hats.
Right, and so I've got a party that I'm hosting tonight for my stable, which, by the way, is open to all of you gentlemen still. I don't know why you guys don't just pool together and buy one share. I mean, come on.
Mason and I had a horse, and we lost our ass.
Now, if we chipped in, would we ever come out of pocket and have to pay to make up for the difference?
No. You pay one time, and that is the only amount of money you'll ever pay. And then by the end of the year, you'll get paid back whatever is left.
But last year, you lost money.
Last year, there was
so you didn't get pay anybody out.
No, we paid back, but we didn't pay them back their full amount of money. You put in 20, you got back like 9.
So does Rachel have a big hat for the affair?
That's a good question. I suppose I'll find out tonight. what she plans
first day
on
of Del Mar is actually really fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is great. Now, how do you have a horse running tomorrow?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
What's the horse's name?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give it to you right now because it's hard to say. It's hard to pronounce. No, it's hard to pronounce. Seriously. It's in the third race. Third race tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. The horse is in it, but I'm going to spell this for you. P-Y-E-O-N-G. Pyeong Chang. C-H-A-N-G.
What's the name of a city in North Korea, isn't it? Or South Korea.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Pyeong Chang.
Yeah, third race tomorrow. It'll go off at 3 o'clock.
What are the odds?
I think we were 3-1, but...
That's pretty significant favorite, right?
But there was a scratch in the race from one of the other speed
horses.
I'm
glad he's getting all this horse racing talk out of the way now.
Yes, no, yeah, I can talk to these guys about that.
But have you ever been to the opening day of Del Mar?
I've been to Santa Anita before.
Yeah, Santa Anita. But Del Mar is something different. Del Mar is like everybody really dresses up. Yeah. The track is like you can watch races and the ocean is right there.
Cappy used to have his reality show there.
That's right.
Stable Wars.
You had a reality show?
On horses.
You guys didn't know this?
No. Where was this airing? Yeah. What channel was it on?
Thank you, George. Stable Wars, yeah. Let's see. Oh, Mace, this is so right up your alley.
What was it, like Cox Cable? Where was your reality show on?
It was on, oh, gosh, what were the name of those? It was like one of the regional sports networks before Bally's and before...
Prime Ticket?
Yeah, like Prime Ticket in L.A.
Yep.
Yeah, and then there was another one, a couple of those kinds of networks.
That ended, you know? Right?
Yeah, we only did 2 years of this reality show, but I'm telling you right now, Mason and Ireland, this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Okay? This is perfect for Sedano because I'm handing this to him on a silver platter for him to just completely tear to shreds. But for you two characters, you would have loved this. My racing stable against a racing stable called Little Red Feather up in LA.
Oh, wow.
And just...
There's a throwdown between the stables.
Totally. It was
Stable Wars.
Yeah.
But Mace, you're going to love this.
Okay, I'm waiting.
The Super Bowl... In Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I'm on a gummy, but a gummy was a cookie back then.
Delicious.
I'm in Don Shula's restaurant, you know, that steakhouse.
Yes.
And it comes to me. Mm. I love Storage Wars, the TV show.
Yeah, right.
It's but I want to do a horse reality show, mm-hmm. Stable Wars.
Mm.
And that was the genesis of the show, 2 years.
And it took off. Do you make bank on that?
We sold it. We did sell it. So when I do show up in Korea, I get off the plane. It's like Michael Jackson just showed up. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, I'm a superstar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sold it. It's now international.
Yeah.
You want some salami, Mace?
You know what? Good. I'm gonna hit the charcuterie on my way out the door.
Laura,
yeah, it looks
a great
really
job.
Good. Looks
good
really
job,
good.
Laura.
And Amara, the intern.
Amara, the intern also.
She helped me put it together.
Oh, thank you, Amara.
Our interns, by the way, have done great here.
What are these little other crackers you have? Like these with the little flavor.
Oh, the pita? They're pita garlic.
Ooh, yeah, that's delicious.
I have more in my bag.
Nice, nice.
You like it, a pita, my friend.
So Cappy, that's enough of horse talk for today.
Yeah, we're done.
Mason and I just lost. I'll tell this in 30 seconds. Mason and I bought 5% of a racehorse once, and all we got was bills.
Yeah, bills.
Dental bills, transport bills, horseshoe bills. We won our first race, and then after that, it was all bad.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to win tomorrow, though. Opening day. Winning on opening day is a
all
big
right,
deal.
Go Pyeong Chang!
Yeah, man. Yeah. Third race tomorrow.
Nice. Now, are you going to do a lot of that today, Sedano, on the show?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Sedano's going to break it down.
Is this the extent of horse talk?
No way. Sedano's going to handicap the race.
Why did? I mean, it's horse racing, wine. They kind of go together, don't they?
No,
they don't.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. Actually, they do. I'm going to get Sedano though down here this summer.
I doubt it.
No, come on. Why not?
I mean, I'm pretty busy in the summer. I'm going to be gone a lot.
I understand that. First of all, your kids would love it. I know your wife would love it.
I mean, how do you know my wife would love it?
Yeah, what do you know about Kel? What do you know about Kel that makes you think she's going to love it?
I'm going to tell you right now what I know about Kel. You ready for this?
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
She likes a French rosé, not a California rosé.
She does. Right. We learned
that
yesterday.
A much drier rosé. Now, when somebody tells me they like a French dry rosé, I know they're going to love Del Mar, George Sedano. So how about that?
Why is that? Because they serve French.
Why? They serve
rosé?
I don't know. You asked me for something. I made something up. Oh. I don't know. That's why.
That's kind of your whole act, isn't it?
It really is just making it
It's just making stuff up for the hell of it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what you were doing earlier, Mace. I mean, you should appreciate this. You're like, so, George, does it have kind of an oaky sort of a cherry kind of a thing going on?
A pear.
A cherry note. A hint of pear.
I mean, you're just tap dancing. Come on.
So here's the... I took offense at something you said earlier this week, Cappy.
Sedano?
Oh, wow.
Something
offense.
That Sedano said?
Yeah, something you said.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
So you and I sang the national anthem at the 7-10 All-Star game last Friday night.
True.
And we stood next to each other.
Indeed.
And your girlfriend, Rachel, said that you and I have approximately the same build.
Yeah. Right, and you are offended by that.
I am offended by that. I think I am thinner than you are.
Well,
Cap, what's the last time you weighed yourself?
It's been a little while.
Been a minute?
You know what? As the young people like to say, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
In my case, about 2 minutes.
Yeah, you took bets on this, Ireland. I'm going to the Rams home opener at 195.
And what are you right now?
208.
Ooh.
13 pounds, huh?
Got some work. Got some work to do between now and the opener. Wait, we're 6 weeks away?
13 pounds, 6 weeks. You got to lose 2 pounds a week.
2 pounds a week, exactly.
That's not easy.
That's what I need. Two pounds a week. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Okay. I'm going to look great for that.
I like your attitude.
Yes. So
you should go with some meats and cheeses.
Yeah, I'm going
there you
to
go.
Do like the keto.
On my way out the door.
Yeah.
So
you're offended that my girlfriend said that you and I are built similarly, and
I'm like, I look better than Cappy.
Well, that's just it. I was also offended. I was like,
I look better than Mace. That's what
he
said.
Of course, 100%. I was like, Rachel, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at this guy. Look at me. Like, look at Mace. Look at me. She's like, no, you guys kind of look like you're built the same. I'm like, no, that's the jerseys making us look like
that. Yeah, no, it's jerseys made you look the same. Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up next, I think there's going to be a lot of horse talk.
No.
Del Mar opens tomorrow.
No horse talk. George, you got a lot of wine to drink.
No, I'm drinking the cake bread. The rest.
Yeah, drink the $100.
Drink it, this is the best one.
Thank you, Mace.
The Coppola is the best one.
The $20 bottle is pretty good.
Coppola's good. Yeah. It's good, but I'm going to drink the cake bread.
He made The Godfather. He can certainly make wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drink the whole
thing. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, Paul Newman makes salad dressing, too.
It's true.
You know,
it's
there's
true.
That.
All right. Hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. Nice. The Dodgers played the Giants tonight. Have that to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
good. I cannot even believe we didn't talk about the tortilla slapping thing, man.
Oh, that's true.
That dude, I was laughing my ass off.
John, you just couldn't hold your laughter, right? In that
right.
scenario,
me and Bergman went out because he couldn't stop his laughing,
right.
but that was the hardest part for me.
Yeah,
was not laughing.
Yeah, that's how when I saw The Rock and Kevin Hart do it, that's how The Rock won because Kevin Hart just laughed.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Bergman hit me so friggin' hard.
Now, was that your acting? You did like a method acting, so you
No. It's like when you hit a ball.
Is it still red at all? Or is it gone away?
A little tinge.
Yeah. No, he slapped me right across the ear. Literally, I felt a pop in my ear.
John, you should have asked Steve to remove his hat, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, Mace, when John spit out all the water, did it get all over you?
Shut up.
Because you look like you dove.
Don't want to think about it.
He spit all over you, didn't he?
Let me put it this way. I'm taking a shower when I get home.
Yeah, immediately.
which is rare.
Yeah, today. What, before you eat dinner in bed or no?
Before dinner in bed.
Okay.
Yeah, before dinner in bed. All right, coming up next week is Shedano and Cappy. We're back tomorrow at 1, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-ba-da-bum. Be-ba-da-boop. Do-dee-doo-doo. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Yeah, George. Yes, sir.
I just poured more wine, by the way.
Yeah, so already the community is suggesting that you might be a more chill Sedano today because you're already hitting the red pretty hard here, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm going to order some food, too, later because this,
Tony Stock says Sedano might be easygoing today now that he's feeling good off wine. George, how much have you had so far? If I were to say
all I've had is like less than a glass. Like it was
nothing.
A small little pour.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
So now as the show goes on, how much do you think you can drink here?
So
in the
now
next 3 hours?
Poured probably like, I don't know, how many ounces in these solo cups?
I think he has like 3 ounces, if
yeah,
that.
There's like a 3 ounce pour
mm-hmm,
in here.
Mm-hmm. And he's been eating the charcuterie board.
Yeah, and I'm going to order dinner here.
The what?
The charcuterie board.
Charcuterie?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
So
really?
For Steve Mason, who thought I couldn't figure out the $100 bottle of wine and the $25 bottle of wine and the $2 chuck.
Wrong, motherfucker!
Yeah.
You showed him. You showed him who knows the difference.
Yeah. I drink a lot of wine.
Don't you dare question my palate.
Oh, my God. And immediately, like, it was like, as soon as, well, I already told the story where I saw the difference in the bottle size. So right there, I was like,
dead giveaway.
Pretty sure that's the $2 chuck.
Right.
And then it's the first one I tasted on purpose. And I'm like, oh, this is terrible. So it was that. And then the difference between the other two was more like, look, anyone who's had liquor before, like, or wine or beer or whatever. I mean, I don't know about beer as much. I'm not a beer person. But Greg and I were talking about this because he was a bartender at one point, and one of them had a harsher taste to it is the way I would describe it. So I felt at that point, it's like, well, the one with the harsher taste has to be the $25 bottle of wine, and the one with the more soft taste to it has to be the more expensive one. So that was really my rationale to it.
So yesterday we were talking about wanting to do lots of other things. You said you get bored doing one thing. That's why you're getting into play-by-play now. Yeah. I mean, perhaps you should go into, like, wine analysis in some way.
I could. You want me to be a what is the name of the people who do the wines at the
who, the sommeliers?
Sommelier, yes. That's what it is, yes.
Now, if I were a sommelier, you know what I would serve you besides great wine?
Yeah.
A charcuterie.
No, a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
I mean, that's not how you really say it, but that's
how do
how
you
I say
it? Let me hear how you
it's
say it.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
No, no, but how do you
charcuterie.
Say it?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. That's the legit way to say it, but I say
charcuterie
it.
is the way you say it in
and I say the charcuterie board.
Yeah. Charcuterie?
Charcuterie board.
Yeah.
I like the way you say it.
I know, me too.
I do. George, very impressive, though. Very impressive performance out of you. Way to represent the community of Sedano and Cap, the Circle of Trust. We're proud of you. We appreciate what you did today. You did a good job.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the goal. The goal was for me to be able to figure out the wine.
Now prior
prove
to
my
the wine
snobbery.
Right. Now, prior to the wine, though, how much of the tortilla slap fest did you get?
I caught most of it online. I caught some of it on the radio. I was on my way to USC to talk to some kids, just about, you know, kids.
You mean,
who,
like, you did you like put something on Twitter like, yo, I'm having a meetup here, somebody want to
no,
come?
No, I was invited.
Oh, that's different. Okay.
By a friend of mine who is a professor. Mm-hmm. He's a professor of analytics, not at USC, at another school, but they were having like a big analytics conference at USC for like college students, and he asked me to speak there, so I went, and I was there for like 45 minutes. Yeah,
were you doing like a crypto summary of some sort?
No, it was a sports analytics conversation.
Oh, sports analytics. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you talk about?
Just like how like numbers have really become, and math has really become a big part of sports, just in general. You know,
how many people were in this room while you were speaking?
The crowd. I don't know. It was probably 30 kids, maybe.
Did you have prepared comments?
No.
Or did you do what a good radio host does and you just show up and go, what do you need me to talk about?
No, I winged it. You know, like, he kind of led me in a direction. He just said, hey, look, just kind of talk to us about just kind of what you do and how numbers are involved and then how you got started. That took like, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, maybe 15 max. And then the other 30 minutes was taking questions.
Nobody hit anybody in the face with a tortilla at
no
this
tortillas.
USC event?
No.
Hmm.
No.
It's too bad. Sounds like it
there was
more
one young man, though, whose dad... he says his dad and him listen to the show, Sedano and Cap, every day.
I love to hear that. Way to go, kid.
Yeah.
I'm glad you and I didn't smack each other in the face with tortillas.
Yeah.
Because I watched this thing go down. I watched it all play itself out on Twitter, you know. Yeah. And like one time, Mason went to hit Ireland and Ireland moved his face, you know, like to absorb the blow before it actually got to him.
Yeah.
When Mason smacked him and Ireland spit all over Mason, I freaking died laughing, like on the spot.
It was hilarious.
Like legitimately was crying
and
laughing.
And then they were both on the floor. Yeah.
Right.
Who does that?
Like Bergman smacked Jorge and broke the tortilla in half.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. I saw it online. Yeah.
If we smacked each other in the face with tortillas.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of funny, I think.
It would be, but we can't do it now because they've already done it.
Right. But if Hungarian Heat and charcuterie decided to smack each other in the face with
tortillas. I'm not promoting violence amongst women. That's not. I'm not doing
Please
that.
And thank you.
Well,
I mean, she beat someone
violence.
Up.
Yeah,
but
she
I think
beat
I
up a dude, right?
But
exactly.
And I feel like I'm Mexican. I could take her, and I'm from L.A.
So right. So you don't. We don't want that. So, we don't
for
need
those
that.
Two reasons. I'm Mexican, and I'm from L.A. Those two reasons alone, I will kick your ass.
No, she felt like she could hang, is what she said.
I said hang.
Yeah, yeah. Hang. Hang is different. Yeah.
Different.
Yeah,
yeah. But why you got to do that, Kat? Why you got to do that?
Well, no, it's only because Jorge and Bergman also participated. So that's a four-person deal. We're a four-person deal.
Yeah.
So you would smack me?
I would not smack you. No, I would never do such a thing.
Exactly.
No, but that's why. But it was Jorge versus Bergie. So it was Mason versus Isla. It's me versus Sedano.
Yeah.
And then it's you guys.
I think a lot of the listeners would get too much of a kick of two girls trying to fight. So, no.
It's not really a fight. It's a tortilla slap-off.
Yeah.
It's a fight adjacent.
Oh, that's the new word now, huh?
Yeah, that's
adjacent?
My new word.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I have told you. I have friends, and they tell me, I'm like, hey, so, you know, we're going to meet up, right? Like, oh, come to my house. We'll have a drink first. I'm like, oh, where do you live? You know, Beverly Hills adjacent.
Exactly.
And I'm like, Beverly Hills adjacent?
Really?
I'm like, what is that?
Mile, bro.
I'm like, do you live in Beverlywood? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, then why did you just say Beverlywood?
I just want to be adjacent to Beverly Hills.
That's my new.
Are you like 90211? Like,
no, yeah, right. 90211. That's exactly right. That's my zip. That's you got it, pal. I mean,
what's happening there? You know, 90209. Like, what's happening? You know, I don't know if that's Beverly Woods zip code or not.
I don't know, but it's one past 90210.
I've had that conversation. Yeah, I live in Beverly Hills adjacent. And I'm like, what?
Adjacent? That's the new word now, huh?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
It all happened because someone tried to get drunk, but he got buzzed, and he's like, I was drunk adjacent. So now we just say adjacent to everything.
I don't know. That sounds kind of sus to me.
Not your sus.
No, I'm not sus.
No, you're very sus.
Yeah.
I am hashtag not sus.
You're like the sussest of sus.
You think I'm the sussest of all susses?
Yeah.
You know what that is, don't you?
Super sus.
That's exactly right, pal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got that right, partner.
You're such an idiot.
You're sus, dude.
No, I'm not sus at all.
Hey, what's with the Nirvana t-shirt today? Do you even like Nirvana?
Yeah, why wouldn't I like Nirvana? Who doesn't
like
Nirvana?
I don't know, I just don't see you as a Nirvana guy.
I grew up in the 90s. Like,
I understand
I was a teenager
when you grew up. I understand when you grew up, and I understand who was hot back then.
Yeah.
Just think of you as more of like a Pitbull guy and less of a Nirvana guy,
well,
that's all.
Can I be both? Why do
you can
have
be.
Why do you have to put me in a box?
Dude, I'm all about being as flexible as you want to be.
No, but why did you immediately go to the stereotypical, you're a Cuban guy, you're going to like the Cuban guy?
Wait, you're Cuban?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
I had no idea that you were Cuban.
None.
I thought you were Italian this whole time.
Yeah.
Sedano. Oh, I thought you were Italian. Bam, ba-down, ba-down, bam, ba-ding, ding, bing, ding, ba-doon, dom, bing, ding, bam.
How do you know I'm wearing a Nirvana shirt, by the way? Did you see it on, like, ESPN Los Angeles' social media accounts? Is that what
it
was?
How did you know that I was looking at you on Twitter, drinking out of a green solo cup, red wine.
Okay. I'm just asking. I didn't know.
I'm spying on you, pal.
Well, yeah, we know you do that because you're sus.
Well, I don't know about that part of it.
Hella sus.
Hella sus.
Oh, hella nah.
That makes you sus when you say things like that.
Hella nah says that.
I don't know. She's the way. You know,
it's hell nah.
Yeah, I know, but the way she had just used hella, I just thought I'd jump in with some hella.
Oh, God.
Hella nah.
What? I like the open mic laugh from the studio that Funchy just did. That was funny. We should do more of that. That's great.
I'm telling you right now, you drinking red wine before this show and continuing to drink red wine.
How do you know I don't partake in party favors before the show when I'm at home?
I don't. Facts. I don't. But the fact that you're there today and you're drinking on your red wine.
If you had to guess.
Yep.
Do I partake in any party favors while doing the show from home? What would you suggest?
My guess?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
Don't like 85% of the time.
85% that I do or don't?
Do.
Damn.
I don't know about 85%. That's a lot. That's pretty high.
That is a lot.
But
he has to deal with me, Lindsay, and you.
Right, I know. Right. It's only on days when he starts screaming at me and banging his hands on the table. Those are the days where he has to do something.
No, the sigh. When he starts with
Mark Cates texts me, nice on the wine, our super sales guy. His son, Brady, is one of our interns. Now, real challenge. Could you do it on the smell alone? Well, I was smelling it at first. And I could smell the two. I could definitely smell the two-buck chuck. I couldn't. I don't know if I could tell. I'd have to do it again, right? But I could. I don't want to pour more wine.
Mark must be so proud of Brady. You know, I mean, the way he.
They did a good job of concealing it.
Yeah, the way Brady, you know, took that walk there in the bottom of the fifth in a celebrity softball game. He must be so proud.
Against you, Cappy?
Well, I heard him talking you know what about me earlier today.
Oh, I heard.
I heard Brady talking on the radio today.
So, you know, Fungi, I just realized I left my laptop at home.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what you put on the rundown, but I'll figure it out later, I guess.
We can log you in.
Or you can just print it out for me.
We can help each other out. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about next, Cappy?
Got a lot I would like to talk to you about today.
Go ahead. Dealer's choice. Go ahead.
Okay. Dealer's choice. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I will admit to everybody right now, I did not watch 1 second of the ESPYs last night. However, I did get... that's right, Laura. That's right. Because I had places to go with Rachel. But
Steph Curry took a shot at the Clippers. No, Draymond took a shot at the Clippers.
Okay. That's exactly what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to do math on the air with Draymond Green and the Clippers. Can we do this?
Sure. We can do that next. I mean, Skinny Luther was still incredible, but there's an argument to be made that heavyset Luther had more
Don't want to stop
to the soul of the music. He has no idea what I'm talking about anyway.
A thousand kisses for you is never too much. Never too much, never too much. That's pretty good, George. Come on.
Are you listening at all or no?
I was listening to Luther.
I think this is going wackadoodle right now.
Yeah, I agree.
What were you saying? Were you saying something?
No, I was just talking about Skinny Luther, Fat Luther.
All I could hear was Luther.
I was like, he's not paying attention to you at all.
I was listening to Luther. Yeah. You guys remember the movie 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
And they had to chase that dude named Luther.
They did, yes.
I love that name. Nobody names their kid Luther anymore.
Did you like the second one?
48 Hours Deuce?
Another 48 Hours, I believe it was.
Oh, I don't remember that one as much.
Oh, it was really good. It's on cable all the time now.
I just remember when Eddie Murphy walked into the bar and he said, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reddy Hammond. Y'all be cool. Right on. Just love that movie.
So what did you want to say about Draymond?
All right, so I did not watch the ESPYs. Can I ask everybody, did you guys watch the ESPYs?
I did not.
And Twitter account?
Yeah, that's how I was. I was watching their Twitter. You know? So I'm watching this on Twitter play itself out a little bit, mostly because I like Clinton Yates showing us what he's got. You know, he's walking the red carpet. He's calling us all kiddos. I like that about Clinton Yates. So the only thing I saw was when Draymond Green takes over from Steph, who, by the way, George, I don't know if you saw any of his monologue. Like, he did a pretty good job, I thought, for a guy who, I don't know, do we think of Steph Curry as being like a great personality, like a SNL kind of host guy? Now you're not listening to me, are you?
He did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, here's what Draymond said. Can we play this for everybody, guys?
Yeah, go ahead. Laura will play it.
All right, our next presenters are...
Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show.
Hold on. Yo, what's going on over there, man?
I'm live from L.A., home of 7 professional teams and the Clippers.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to try and do the math right now on the air. Everybody follow me. Mm-hmm. I'm not really that strong at math, but here goes. Okay, who are the 7 teams that Draymond Green would be talking about?
Lakers.
Okay, Lakers. All right, here, I'm going to give you a list. George, tell me where I'm right or wrong.
Okay, go.
Lakers, yes.
Yeah.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
World champion Rams.
Yeah.
LAFC.
No, I don't think he's referring to them.
Kings.
Maybe, yeah.
Galaxy.
Probably not soccer, is my guess.
Sparks.
Probably.
Angels.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And Chargers.
7.
Yeah. Those,
who?
I bet you he was referring to everybody but the soccer teams, because my guess is, I mean, I don't know Draymond like that, so I'm guessing he didn't think of the MLS teams.
Oh, dude, I had Lakers, Dodgers, Rams, LAFC, Galaxy, Kings, Sparks, and Angels. And then I had the Clippers.
Well, you said the Clippers weren't a professional team.
Right. So Lakers, Dodgers, Rams, LAFC, Galaxy, Kings, Sparks, Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anybody?
Why are you taking this time to take a shot at the Chargers?
What shot at the Chargers?
Why are you not referring to them as a professional team?
I assumed that if there were seven teams, I didn't think he was talking about the Chargers. Might be.
Why are you doing that?
You think I'm just taking a shot, don't you?
Yes, I know you are.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't care. I mean, you're the one that always like takes shots at them, so it's not surprising to me by any stretch of the imagination.
I just thought it was funny because I really did not watch the ESPYs, and I'm not going to sit here and try and do a full breakdown of what happened last night. The one thing that I thought was funny was Draymond taking his shot at the Clippers.
I watched my DVR last night, actually.
Oh, you went back and sat down and watched it?
No, I just watched stuff on my DVR.
Oh, you watch stuff that was already there on your DVR?
Yeah, like, for example, A&E does a lot. I don't love watching wrestling now, but I love watching the old school wrestling stuff. Mm-hmm. And A&E does, like, a biography thing on wrestling.
Who'd they do last night?
It's Sundays, usually.
Oh, because I saw Rowdy Roddy Piper last time I passed by, and I was like, I like Rowdy Roddy. But if it were Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Hulk Hogan, Superfly Snuka.
So the first episode of season one was The Undertaker, and the second episode was the one I saw yesterday, which was Bill Goldberg.
Oh, I love Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, so I watched that, and then there's a show after that called Rivals that Freddie Prinze, our pal, hosts, Freddie Prinze Jr., and I watched a little bit of that, too. So I DVR'd both those shows from Sunday, and I watched some of that.
Love Goldberg.
And that one, the Rivals, was Kane and The Undertaker as a rival.
So wait, Freddie Prinze Jr. has some show about wrestling?
He hosts, yeah, dude, he used to write for the WWE, didn't you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he literally used to fly on like the private jet with Vince McMahon all the time.
No way.
Yeah, at one point of his life, that was like one of the many millions of cool things he's done in his life.
Wow, that is cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, so you watched the Goldberg documentary?
I did, it was cool.
Dude, I love Goldberg.
Yeah.
It's one of my faves. You know why?
Well, he's a football guy.
Well, no, that's not why.
Oh, Jewish.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you guys, everybody who's like gets so excited, like, oh, look, the Lakers got a Mexican dude. You're like, I'm getting his jersey. Like a Jewish guy who's a pro wrestler, who spears people, who goes by just Goldberg. Hello.
And then like, the entire crowd is chanting Goldberg.
Right.
Goldberg. Bergman, did you like Goldberg? Because you're a Jewish kid growing up. Goldberg, your guy? No, not a wrestling guy at all. Not a wrestling guy at all.
He's munching.
He's eating something. What are you eating?
Charcuterie.
No, he's eating chips and salsa.
Oh, you have chips and salsa, too? There's a lot of food here today.
It's delicious.
Good thing I'm not there.
Well, right, because your diet.
Right. Good thing I'm not there.
By the way, weren't you drinking beer yesterday or something?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah. I saw you on social media post that.
Yep. I was drinking light beer last night.
Yeah. Why are you so anti-Chargers, though? Like now? Like, I get it back then. Like, do you really, like, you're just going to ride this thing? You're just going to keep doing that?
I'm going to root for the current owner's sister to sue him, humiliate him, and force him to sell that team. That's right.
Hmm.
How's that cracker?
It's good. It's the one Laura bought. It's a pita.
Is that the one that's like the...
garlic, yeah.
Yeah, garlic and onion or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Garlic and herb.
And the garlic fruits and are delicious. You did a great job on these strawberries. Where'd you get these strawberries? Like a farmer's
Target.
Market? Really?
Yeah. I literally, like, I went to Target. They were supposed to have a charcuterie board done already.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. These strawberries you bought are so good. They're, like, no white in the middle, right? None. It's, like, all red. It's all delicious. Right. It's
Would
perfect.
You say some of the finest strawberries, perhaps, that you've ever had?
They're really good. I honestly thought they were, like, a farmer's market. I'm not even joking.
No, they're from Target. So they didn't have it, so we, Amara and I had to put it together.
Yeah.
So I bought the strawberries, the blueberries, and then, like, a little box of stuff.
Now, Laura, be honest. Did you think I was going to get it? Get all three?
Honestly, I knew you would get the most expensive one, but then when I saw how they numbered them, I'm like, well, they kind of gave it away.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So, how'd
they give it away by numbering?
The two buck chuck is number two?
The two buck chuck was
No, it tasted terribly. Yeah. Like, there's no question.
I haven't tasted that one, but...
You don't want to.
I mean, I ain't snobby
I will
with
taste
wine.
the cake bread right now, actually.
I was like, I ain't snobby with wine. Amanda tells me all the time that I got no taste. I was like, I don't care, it's booze.
This cake bread is good.
Especially like, with this cheese you brought.
Dude, which one? The smoked Gouda is bomb.
The Gouda is good, and I like the pepper jack. It's fantastic.
I love both pepper jack and smoked Gouda.
You should have been here.
No. Can't be there today.
But you could eat cheese. You realize that, right?
I know, but I ate a lot of cheese last night.
Yeah. Mm. What did Rachel eat?
Actually, you want to hear something funny, George?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I was going to see a friend of mine's band play last night.
Shocker.
Yeah. And you'll never believe this, but the Benson family. Chris Morales, Bensons.
I like the Bensons.
The Benson family.
Mr. Benson. Don, right?
Yeah, Don and Lori. These two characters. Yeah. We said to them, hey, we're going to go to this thing. You guys want to go? They're like, yeah. So they decide that they're going to come over for the sunset.
Yeah.
And they bring all this food. And Lori must have brought like these, they were like 6-inch little bread things. And then there were like some salami and cheese right there. And I'm like, okay, I'm a typical animal. I take the bread, I cut it open, I take the salami and the cheese, and I make myself a sandwich right there. This was not bread to make a sandwich. But that's just the, you know, I needed to eat something, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I can't lose weight.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Just I mean, good luck on your endeavors with your weight loss.
Well, wait until September 6th. That's all.
That's it. September 6th starts there.
It's the drop. That's the day it drops.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking of dropping, Steph Curry dropped some, and Laker fans were not happy. I did see that on social media. He was funny.
I don't think of Steph Curry like I think of Charles Barkley.
But he nailed it.
Yeah, or Peyton Manning.
But he nailed it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think Steph Curry, from what I saw, I thought he did a pretty good job.
All right. Well, if you didn't hear it, we'll let you hear what he said, and then we can get into some stuff, because there is some stuff that I said on Mason in Ireland today that is similar to the stuff we said yesterday. But with a twist when it came to the Lakers.
Okay, let's hear this.
All right, well, we'll do it next. We got to take a break. So, Cappy.
Yes, sir.
Laker fans all been out of shape at Steph Curry. Do we have the audio of Steph Curry or no? Yeah, if you can find that. He took some funny shots.
Like I said, I really didn't see too much of it. I saw that Draymond thing where he was talking about the 7 pro teams and the Clippers.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do the math all day as to who the 7 teams were. I mean, the first few were obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see much of Steph talking you know what about the Lakers.
He said some stuff. Laura, do you have it?
Super Bowl champions. I know that sounds great. It was so inspiring watching y'all play. Watching y'all win a Super Bowl, watching y'all celebrate. And it's just inspiring to see that strategy of, you know, buying old superstars pay off for a local team around here.
Oh! Ho-ho!
You know? Hey, Mutombo, where Mutombo at? I heard you're looking for a 10-day. Yes? Or
no.
That's funny.
Hit up Rob Pelinka, let him know.
Oh!
Oh, hey now! Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah.
You know what's so cool about that is that when the ESPYs, like a generation ago, they would go out and hire a comedian.
Yeah.
You know? And the comedian would come in and he would do those same jokes.
Yeah.
And the athletes in the audience would be looking like, yeah, that's not funny at all. And yeah. I don't even have enough of a sense of humor to even smile at that right now. You've just insulted me,
yeah.
And you're a comedian that yeah. has come into our community, and I just don't appreciate it. What is this, a roast? Whereas now, you got Steph Curry up there. He ain't no professional comedian. That ain't Kevin Hart up there. That's Steph Curry. I don't think of Steph Curry as being some like guy who's going into stand-up comedy when his career is over.
No, but it was funny.
He did a great job. Way to go, Steph. How are them crackers?
Pita, bro.
Pita crackers.
No, I said, how are they?
They're good.
I can hear the crunch going on.
They're very crunchy. Laura did a good job buying those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an eat-on-the-air guy, just so everybody knows. I totally go for eating on the air. Now, a lot of people don't. They think it sounds disgusting.
I generally don't, but I don't care anymore.
Right. Well, that's what the wine did. You see, everybody? This is what the wine did to Sedano today. The wine chilled Sedano out. He's like, you know what? I don't care.
That's Michael Thompson at every Laker game. Just saying.
Is he eating on the air?
Uh-huh.
No, really? He eats on the air all the time. Yeah.
I love him, but that's
even during the Laker games,
yeah.
Which is weird.
Right. He eats like chips during
yeah.
the game.
Yeah.
That's
every third quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny, Funchy. I like that.
I would never eat during a game broadcast.
Oh, I mean, no, because at that, you got to be professional. For this, come on, whatever. Who cares? I mean, right?
Exactly.
I understand.
So, anywho, yeah, I didn't watch much of the ESPYs other than what I saw online.
But were Laker fans really not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. People were annoyed. Yeah.
Come on.
Who cares? That was funny.
What do you mean Laker fans are annoyed? I mean, that's a good joke.
It was a good joke.
Whoever wrote it about, hey, because you know, the setup is, wow, here I am, Steph Curry, and my goodness, did I find you, Cooper Kupp, and you, Aaron Donald, and you, Matthew Sever. Man, I found you guys to be inspiring. Just think it's really interesting how, you know, going out and getting a bunch of old guys actually worked in this town. And everybody, yeah. Ooh, Burn. Ooh, Steph Curry just said that. Oh, damn. You know?
Speaking of who just said that, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Gavin Newsom now wants real answers.
Oh, dude, he is. He's very under my skin.
I thought you texted him yesterday.
I did text him. And you know what? He didn't text me back.
Okay.
And I'm really not happy with the governor right now. And my displeasure with the governor is not even a political thing. Like, I don't talk politics. I don't know politics. I barely know who anybody is in politics. Like, I know who President Biden is. You know, I know he's got COVID. Get well soon, sir. You know, I mean, but I don't really know anything about that arena.
Yeah. Yet you wanted to run for state assembly yesterday.
Well, I'm trying to bring some fresh blood to.
I see.
To,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That worked out really well every time that's happened.
Well, I mean, there's been a couple of blunders along the way, to be sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, the governor of the state of California.
I just think that, dude, it's fairly obvious. Read the LA Times. You kind of nailed it yesterday.
Well, but here's the thing that really started to bother me.
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about this a little bit, George.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna get very personal right now.
Oh,
yes.
With me or with Governor Newsom?
With Governor Newsom.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, this
may ruin your text relationship.
True, but he hasn't returned my text today anyway.
Okay.
But I also wanted to say this in advance. I want everybody to hear what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna say that what I'm about to say is all sour grapes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're right. It is. I'm just giving you that in advance.
Yeah.
This is sour grapes, and I'm acknowledging that.
Okay.
Here goes.
Is this our sour grapes music?
Therapy music.
Oh, therapy. I like it, yeah.
Earlier you had the $2 chuck.
I did.
That was sour grapes.
It was really sour.
This right here, George,
yeah.
What I'm about to say to you, this is sour grapes. So for the governor of the state of California to demand that UCLA's athletic department have answers.
Yeah.
How dare you leave without telling me? Or without telling the UC system, how dare you leave with USC, this private school, when really your sister school is Cal Berkeley, and you're leaving these guys in the dust? How dare you do such a thing?
Well, he's also on the I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm with you. Like, I think that this is silly. But I think that because he's on the board of regents for the UC system, that, you know, he's got to at least, I bet you, that Cal Berkeley and the other schools of the UC system are like, hey, man.
Yeah.
What the bleep?
Damn right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
They were like, this is bleepery.
Of course it is.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sure that the people from Cal Berkeley's like, hello, governor.
Yeah. Hello, governor. What the is going on with UCLA? Those mother... Like, what the... You know?
You nailed it. There's no question that the Cal Berkeley people are pissed off.
Yeah. And then, you know, Gavin Newsom is probably like, yeah, I don't know what the is wrong with them, you know?
Right. I think this is precisely how it went down.
Right.
But here's what I want to say to the governor, because I'm sure he's listening today.
Right. But you know what? If I were Martin Jarman and he told me, look, man, you're going to have to figure out a way to pay UC Berkeley, I'd be like, wrong, motherfucker. Yeah, that's how I would be.
I understand that reaction.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. The UCLA athletic department isn't doing anything other than what the UCLA academic world is doing. Let me explain what I mean.
Explain to me, Cappy.
Everything that they do, whether it's the athletic department side or the academic side, everything they do is to make money, the most money they can make.
Correct.
So, George, if your son or daughter wants to go to UCLA.
Yeah. They might.
They may.
Yeah.
And they have a sterling high school record.
Yeah.
Straight A's throughout.
Yeah.
All the right scores.
Well, I feel like Aria will have straight A's. I don't know about Mateo. He's a little bit of a rascal.
I understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Community service.
Yeah.
all the things that you're supposed to
have. I mean,
Mateo
may serve community service for a different reason.
No, do not put that on him. No.
I'm just being honest.
No.
All right, so remember, this is sour grapes I'm spewing right here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Go ahead.
When your kid goes to high school in the state of California and gets into school at the University of Washington, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Michigan, Tulane, but cannot get into UCLA or Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
But when you compare your high school student in California to the kid who got into UCLA or the kid who got into Berkeley, they may have the exact same resume, but who gets in? The kid from California or the kid from out of state?
Kid from out of state.
Correct. You know why?
Money.
They pay a lot more money.
Yeah.
So, you know, the governor can be outraged that UCLA is leaving UC Berkeley in the dust.
Yeah.
But what the governor should be outraged about is that our kids from California have sterling academic records and can't get into Berkeley and UCLA, but the kids who have the exact same resume but they're paying the out-of-state tuition, they do get into Berkeley and UCLA.
Maybe,
so don't go climbing up this UCLA athletic department tree.
Maybe this is why Governor Newsom isn't responding to your texts.
Because he knows that I'm pissed at him, right?
Yeah.
Did nothing to help me get my kid into UCLA or Berkeley for that matter.
Yeah.
She didn't want to go to
UC Davis.
Why
didn't you ask me? I could have asked Martin. Maybe. I mean, it could have helped.
But, you know, George, in this day and age of what's happened in the last couple of years about getting kids into school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't want to be in jail.
Yeah. I don't want to ask anybody.
Like Lori Loughlin, right?
Right. I don't want to ask for favors like that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, honestly, 5 years ago, before that whole scandal.
You would have totally been in.
100%.
You would have been in jail with Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
My daughter has never once done any rowing of any kind.
Yeah.
But she's like the best rower that there is.
Yeah.
At least that's how I would have advertised her, and then I would have gotten her into UCLA and the whole thing.
I'm going to randomly check a drop here that I don't understand what it's labeled. You want me to just to play it?
Yeah, do it.
Just randomly? It just says, just drinking alcohol and eating desserts. So I don't know what that actually means, but let me just play it for what the hell.
I'm just drinking alcohol and eating desserts.
Oh, that was Kawhi, apparently.
It sounded like Kawhi to me.
Yeah, there you go.
So you understand why I'm a little irritated with Governor Newsom right now?
Kind of what I'm doing right now, to be honest with you. Thanks, Kawhi.
Drinking wine and having desserts.
Well, I'm having fruit, but yeah.
Fruit is a dessert, especially really good strawberries from Target.
Yeah, which I thought were farmers markets.
I should have brought the farmers market to see if you could tell the difference.
Yeah. Right. Yes, Laura. Yes. Can you tell the difference, George, between a farmers market
strawberry? I'm only a wine connoisseur. I'm not a strawberry connoisseur.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm with you. It's ridiculous. Like, I just think this is, he's posturing because he has to, right? Because, again, I bet you Berkeley, and remember, he's in that area of the state, right? In, you know, in Sacramento, the Bay Area, it's adjacent, right? We were talking about adjacent earlier.
Really? Adjacent.
And it's like, they're probably moaning to him. Like, hey, what the is going on at UCLA, man? We need to have some camaraderie around here in the Pac-12. Why don't you do something about it? We're all UC schools. What the mother is going on?
Right. And by the way, if I were Berkeley, I'd be saying the exact mother thing.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I got
Thank
that. You. Yeah.
Good timing, man.
I saw where you were going. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
God, that's annoying to me.
It is annoying, but you understand his spot. Like he's got to stand up.
Not
for
only
the
do
UC
I understand
system.
His spot, I actually sympathize with Berkeley. I do. I sympathize with those guys.
But it's not going to work.
Well, I still think
I feel like this is
Stanford
a lot of bluster
schools.
To eventually just end up in the same scenario.
Which would be that the
UCLA leaves. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I still think Berkeley and Stanford, I think they would be attractive targets for the Big Ten.
Hey, Cappy, Jadakiss is in the parking lot. You want to come bring him upstairs?
Jadakiss is in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Jadakiss.
You know what Jadakiss is? The locks?
Yeah.
No.
You thought we meant Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. That's right. Immediately where you went.
That's right. I was like, she is? I want to talk to her.
Because you wanted Will Smith.
I want to talk to Will. I want to talk to Will and find out what his problem is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jadakiss is a rapper, man, New York.
So get him.
Rock Nation.
Get him. You want me
Def
to go
Jam.
Get him?
Let me see if Funchy can make it happen.
Yeah. Well, Funchy's going to grab me some dinner first.
What's he getting you?
Just something from Yard House.
Like what?
I ordered a little chicken avocado sandwich. Grilled chicken. Some salad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have dinner here because I'm not going to get home in time. So
now you're going to have dinner and wine. And strawberries from Target, all while doing the radio show.
Yeah.
It's multitasking right there, ladies and gentlemen.
It is what it is. Hey, coming up next, the Dodgers may be in the driver's seat, Cappy.
You think so?
Do you know for what?
I have an idea.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what it is next.